The day of the Lord will come like a thief. Because you yourselves well know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, when people are saying, "Everything is so peaceful and secure," then destruction will suddenly come upon them, the way labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there is no way they will escape. But you, brothers, are not in the dark, so that the day should take you by surprise like a thief. For you are all people who belong to the light, who belong to the day. We don't belong to the night or to darkness, so let's not be asleep like the rest are. On the contrary, let us stay alert and sober. People who sleep, sleep at night, and people who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us stay sober, putting on trust and love as a breastplate, and the hope of being delivered as a helmet. For God has not intended that we should experience His fury, but that we should gain deliverance through our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-9, Complete Jewish Bible. The phrase, "the day of the Lord," usually identifies events that take place at the end of time, that is, at the end of this present evil age. In order to set us free from this present evil age, Christ gave Himself for our sins in obedience to the will of our God and Father. Galatians 1:4, Good News Translation. Closely identified with this phrase, "the day of the Lord," are phrases such as "that day," 2 Timothy 4:8, "the day of His wrath," Psalm 110:5, "the day of God," 2 Peter 3:12, "the day of judgment," 2 Peter 3:7, etc. The day of the Lord is a time when the Lord will intervene in the events of this earth to consummate, that is, to complete His work of redemption, giving us redemption in our mortal bodies, Romans 8, 22-23, and bring judgment on the wicked, Matthew 25:46. It is a time for blessings on the followers of Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, and curses on those who know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Some people believe that the day of the Lord will be a longer period than a single day, a time before He cleanses heaven and earth, in preparation for the eternal state. Others believe it will be an instantaneous event when Jesus returns to redeem His faithful believers and bring judgment upon the wicked. In Bible prophecy, it is not always so clear when things will happen, but it is clear it will happen. 2 Peter 3:3-4, 8-12. I like Jesus' simple eschatology, meaning time of the end. After Jesus explained in Matthew 13 what would happen at the time of the end of this age, He asked this question to His disciples, "Do you understand all these things?" "Yes," they said, "we do." Matthew 13:51, New Living Translation. If you read Matthew 13, it is very simple to understand what will take place at the end of this age. Whereas Daniel the prophet and John the Revelator said things in symbolic language that at times are hard to understand, and even were for them. "I, Daniel, was troubled by all I had seen, and my visions terrified me. So I approached one of those standing beside the throne and asked him what it all meant." Daniel 7, 15-16, New Living Translation. So for us to be dogmatic about Bible prophecy, always setting times and dates when events will happen, seems to me to always lead to trouble. Didn't Jesus say, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know"? Acts 1:7, New Living Translation. But do know this, that what God has spoken will come to pass, for the Scripture cannot be broken, John 10:35. You can see the signs of the times, but let's not set dates, Luke 21:11, Acts 1:7. When the unbelieving world says things like, "What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created," 2 Peter 3:4, New Living Translation. But you must not forget this one thing. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. 2 Peter 3, 9-10, New Living Translation. Can you imagine the holiness, splendor, and justice of that day? On that day, He will set the heavens on fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth He has promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in His sight. And remember, the Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. 2 Peter 3:12-15, New Living Translation.